You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the past couple of years, the government has shown interest in introducing a container deposit scheme where consumers get compensation for returning bottles or cans. Similar schemes exist across the world and have helped reduce waste rates. However, there is pushback from producers of these products who say the scheme will only increase consumer prices. I spoke to Jeressa Lee from Greenpeace about the proposal and what it means. A container deposit scheme has been talked about by the government for the past couple of years. Can you just start by explaining what it is and why you think it's important?
You know, we have a real problem with single-use plastics. We make and sell in Aotearoa alone 1 billion plastic bottles a year. So we need to stop making them first, and glass is a big part of that answer. So the container return scheme would mean that there'd be a small deposit on the cost of that container or bottle that we pay at the time of purchase, and then when we're finished with it, we return it and we get the refund back.
So the New Zealand food and beverage industry has criticised the scheme, calling it costly and bureaucratic, and has argued that it will ultimately lead to price increases for consumers. How would you respond to this?
I would say that they need to take some responsibility for the impact that waste has on our environment. And so I think that this could be an initial setup of infrastructure, but that means it should be an even playing field for everybody. And we need to do something about our waste as well. They might say that recycling is the answer, but it really isn't. We can't recycle our way out of this mess, out of all the waste that's ending up, you know, in landfill and in our oceans and in our waterways.
And I understand a similar sort of scheme used to exist in New Zealand with glass bottles. Why was it taken away in the first place?
Plastic is lighter, so it's cheaper to transport. But if we were to implement a circular economy, we would have local return stations and refill stations, so it would still be a lower carbon solution, and it would create, you know, new local businesses, local jobs, and there'd be major cost reductions in that way.
Yeah, could you go a little bit into that? What sort of jobs would be created? How many?
So what I've read is that there could be up to 2,400 additional jobs in those new businesses that would manage the container return scheme and administer it.
And what's the next step after this for reaching zero waste in Aotearoa?
The first immediate step is to ban the bottle. I believe that would be the cornerstone in the long-term goal, which is to ban all unnecessary single-use plastics. And, you know, we've done it with the plastic bag. If we do it with the plastic bottle, then everything else should be just as easy.
And so whereabouts is this this scheme sort of in terms of the legislative process? Is it about to be passed through government? Where's it at?
Well, what I know now, what I know at the moment is that the Select Committee has supported it, so it should be on its way. But I also understand that the Glass Packaging Forum is opposing it. They don't want the regulations, so it's really important that our government, I guess, remembers, you know, and honours the desires of New Zealanders, holds strong and isn't derailed, I guess, by the Glass Packaging Forum's self-interest.
So would you say it's these producers that are the major obstacles in the way of this scheme getting put into place?
Yeah, the Glass Packaging Forum membership is includes beverage companies like Frucor, Visiglass, you know, so glass recyclers and glass producers, glass bottle producers. So it's in their interest to not have to implement something and to make changes and adhere to new regulations that change the way they do things.
Just going back to when you were talking about ultimately the goal is to get rid of all single-use plastics, and you compared it to plastic bags. So with plastic bags, now everyone has a tote bag or something like that. What's the sort of equivalent for single-use plastic bottles if they are completely phased out?
Reusable plastic bottles. So we're not saying no plastic at all. Plastic, there are times when plastic is very useful, but single-use plastic is not sustainable. So, you know, I have glass bottles that I carry around with me. One of my children has a glass bottle, but the other one has a plastic bottle, but he's had it for 4 years. You know, he's not buying a bottle every time he has soccer training. So plastic can be very useful, but single-use plastics needs to be banned.
That was Jeressa Lee from Greenpeace on the potential of introducing a container deposit scheme into New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/becasts.